You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Not gonna swallow these tears no more. This time it's really in at the door. And you won't ever get me back. Not for love or guilt or care. How many times do we walk this track? How many stories and you never look back? Yeah, you went on first and I came back. I was deluded, I was out of my mind. And doesn't make you feel good when you treat me unkind. Tell me what you're thinking. Diamonds or your serpent's tongue. Too late now, the damage is done. Oh, I got out alive, yeah, only just surviving. How many excuses made behind your back? He didn't mean it sometimes.
Kia ora, Mel.
Hi, good morning.
We've got Mel Parsons in the studio. You just heard her most recent single released before your upcoming album released tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we've already had a text in from some fans saying, hi, Mel, from Onefiru. So thanks, guys, for texting in. Love the support. Welcome. What have you been up to this week?
I guess release week is kind of like the craziest time of the whole thing, really. So just lots of press. Yeah, heaps of press. But it's good. It's nice. It's always nice when people actually want to talk about it. So, yeah, it's good.
Awesome. And you've just come back from the States, or just a couple of months ago?
Yeah, so I had a tour out there. I was out there for 2.5 months, and then she made this record at the very end of that tour.
I was going to ask, because it said... Yeah, my email told me that you wrote that whilst on tour
States. Yeah, I did.
Was it your first full tour like that overseas?
Not overseas, but it's my first. I've toured. I've spent quite a bit of time touring in Canada and in Europe, but that was my first American tour. So I've finally cracked the nut of the of the 001 visa.
Right.
So now, yeah, which is really, it's such a massive hurdle. So now I have an agent in the States. So
amazing.
Yeah, so that was my first proper run. I mean, I've done showcases over there over the years, and I've been out a bunch of times, but never on a proper official kind of tour, I guess.
And was it scary? Was it exciting? It was like a back-to-back tour. I looked at all the dates and it was like 2 months straight.
Yeah, it was kind of mad, really. And I sort of, in hindsight, you know, the next time I think that that's a good idea, someone tell me that's a really terrible idea. No, it was great. It was solo, so there's advantages and disadvantages, you know. Mm. It's solo is actually logistically really easy. Mm. You know, traveling is like literally waking up and you're looking at my calendar there and being like, where do I have to go today? Yeah. At what time, you know? So there's no liaising, but you know, it's definitely you know, when I don't have the band with me to kind of I don't know, just bounce off and have fun and all that stuff, it's kind of different. Yeah, the other thing is you do get to meet I mean, you're meeting people every day, so it's yeah, not, you never really get lonely or there's never really time for that.
I was gonna say there's never time when you're on such like a schedule like that.
Yeah.
And I noticed like that song, it's called Just Because You Don't Want Me, and your other songs as well, they seem all kind of themed around a breakup. I can totally relate.
Good. Oh, great. Well, that's the idea. Yeah. The breakup theme is so universal, you know. If there's listeners, if there are any of you out there that haven't had a breakup, then hats off to you, and I wish you, I'm very glad for your happy lives. but you know, the reality for most people is at some point they're going to be, you know, have some kind of devastating event like that. So, yeah, I think there's definitely that theme is running through here, and I think that as a songwriter, I find it, I tend towards the dark kind of side and the mm-hmm. sadness and that's where that's where I get inspiration. So that's a lot of the songs. It's funny, sometimes people kind of ask me, you know, like, are you okay? And I'm like, oh no, I feel like I have to like draw a line and be like, actually in my life I'm really happy and just quite normal.
Yeah.
And you know,
yeah,
but the songs are the outlet, and that's where all the bad shit goes. So yeah.
I do also find with things like love, like falling in love is just such, it happens to you, right? Like
totally.
Breaking up, you have to do all the hard work figuring out what it means. So
yeah.
It is understandable why you and like lots of other people find that creating process in the sadder
exactly.
times.
Maybe. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. It's just easier, you know. It's just not easier, but it just comes more. I think for me, that's when songs fall out, and so you know when they fall out, you just have to kind of. You just go with it, and yeah, it's kind of unconscious.
And that last song, that Just Because You Don't Want Me,
yeah.
was that, it said that you wrote that quite quickly,
mm-hmm.
and like you said,
yeah.
you just fell out. Was
yeah,
that
yeah.
quite similar to all the tracks?
There's a couple that have been floating around for a while, but yeah, mostly they were pretty new. Like I started sort of seriously writing for this at the end of last year, and then I was still writing as I was on tour through the States. So they did kind of come out pretty quickly, I suppose. But I mean, I had a lot of songs over, because my last record came out 3 years ago, and I've been writing over that time, but often as is the way, in the end all of those songs I had been working on for all these years got scrapped, and just the new stuff was like that was where the power was. So,
yeah, and sometimes it feels like more right.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a bit more immediate. And actually when working with the producer that I work with in the States, a guy called Mitchell Froome, I sent him a whole lot of songs and a lot of songs that have been sitting around for a while, and I sent them to him without any context, so just the song, and he, funnily enough, all the old ones, he was like, not as strong, and all the new stuff, he was like, great, this is the one. Yeah, yeah. So
that's so nice.
It was kind of cool that that's a testament, I suppose, to the, I don't know, when you can just kind of tell what's powerful and what's not,
and I guess what you're connected to.
Exactly.
More relevant to how you are, who you are now.
Yeah
Amazing. I had another question and then I got so engrossed in your conversation. You recorded in LA.
yeah
Was that the first time you did that as well?
Yeah, it was. I Mitchell, who I just mentioned, he's, I don't know, people probably, you might not know his name, but he no doubt would know his work. Like he did a lot of the Crowded House records, and he's done, you know, Sheryl Crow, like huge artists from all over the place. And like, so when I was, when we were making my record, that was wedged in between a Randy Newman record and Rufus Wainwright. And you know, so that, just to give you like a little bit of perspective.
No pressure.
I had kind of moments where I was sitting in the studio going, what am I doing here? Like, how am I here, you know? So the process was very, very cool. And that's the first time I've made anything outside New Zealand. So it was great. It was very, it was a lot, ironically, it was a lot more kind of relaxed than, in my mind, I was sort of, was thinking, oh, this is going to be a, this is a high-flying person. This is going to be some very stressful high-flying studio. But it was very, very relaxed and just, yeah, just did the work and then we had a record. So it was pretty, pretty cool.
That's so
cool experience.
Cool. What can we expect? Well, we're going to hear it tomorrow anyway. But what is the whole thing sort of in a similar vein?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's probably, I mean, people would probably get, it's quite dark, I think, the album as a whole, but it's also like that last track that you just heard, that, that single that's just come out. It's quite a full sound, you know, so it's quite, which is sort of different to a lot of my past stuff. But yeah, I mean, I find it really hard to be objective about my own work, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
But I think when it boils down to it, I'm still the same songwriter that I've always been. So there's always, you know, and it's still my voice. So there's those kind of strains of similarity, and then hopefully just like a, I don't know, some kind of natural development of my work. God knows if that's the truth. I don't know. That's just, in my mind, I feel like that's what it should be. But I'll leave that for other people to kind of decide.
Well, I would love to hear a song from you.
Cool. Nice.
And one live.
Yeah, we can do that. I've got
my very fancy. You can position it as you like, and then I'll turn it on.
I reckon
Sarah's going to come and help us.
That's probably good.
What have you got for us?
This song is called "I Got the Lonely." This one came out. This is the first single actually that came out. That came out from the album. So this is sort of out in the world already, but. Yeah, it's funny, this song, I have 5-year-old twin nieces and they often go through all my music and make up different words to all the songs, and this one they have the most hilarious lyrics to, they just completely change it. So often when I sing I have to really, really concentrate to not sing their version. It's so amazing what 5-year-olds come up with. I'm like, why didn't I think of that? It's so good.
Mel Parsons with "I Got the Lonely."
Another day of feeling so, looking left, looking down, doesn't show. Dreading the wake, stuck in the fog, and the heavy weight still there in the morning. 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 Yeah, I got the lonely, gonna write it all down. Yeah, I got the lonely birds in town. Yeah, I got the lonely, gonna write it all down. Yeah, I got the lonely birds in town. No resolve, no easy. Heavy weight still there in the morning. Heavy weight.
morning. Heavy weight's still there in the 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 morning.
That was just beautiful.
Oh,
I actually, halfway through that, I forgot that you were playing live. And I was listening in my headphones. Like,
waiting to queue up the track.
Yeah, queuing up my next thing. I'm like, oh, shit, that's right, she's here.
Oh,
so that was
so nice.
Stunning. Yay. Thank you so much for playing that for
Thank
us.
Thank you.
And so your album Glass Heart's released tomorrow.
Yeah.
You've got another little tour for the album release.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, so we play, we're just doing, just to kick it off, just because it's so close to Christmas, we're just going to do three shows. We're doing just main centres, and we play Auckland next week at Anthology Lounge on the, which is Thursday the 6th. So that's all the details for that are at Under the Radar.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in to talk
pleasure.
To me.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
95BFM Podcasts. 95BFM is supported by our listeners. Sign up for a Simplicity B card at 95bfm.com/signup. And support independent media from $4.20 a month.